Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, "Hey, Marky"? It might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
The Thursday edition, the joint practice edition. You're never going to believe who I passed on the highway on my way back from taking Maddie to cross country practice edition. And the Tausch, what was that game where you and Cliffy went out to dinner on the road and you were in a panic attack that you weren't going to get back in time for meetings? And you, like, got a ride from some random person, if I remember the story correctly.
Oh, Atlanta.
Atlanta. I had a Tausch and Cliffy Atlanta moment trying to get here this morning, and the panic attack that comes with it edition. Of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, trying to get myself centered up there, on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, and of course everything you need on Wisconsin, on the ESPN Wisconsin app, all new, all redesigned, all free, and all customizable. Find it in the app stores of both Apple and Android. I'm Jason Wilde, back in Green Bay after last night's ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football Extravaganza at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Jesse Nelson, who was there as the general manager to Tausch's and my Ed Policy, our Goody, drafting our team, is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And from his undisclosed location, he's the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Why would you be panicking about being late, Jesse? Jesse does that every day.
Yeah, I don't like to be late. I'm not quite as obsessive as you were as a player, but the Packers have a joint practice today. Well, what is Mark is Murphy laughing friend? At that for? That's a statement of fact.
He was so proud of that zinger coming in. He had that one holstered from the second you said you were running late. We all saw that one.
Who
coming.
Did?
You.
No, That's not a zinger. It's reality. What are you talking
facts.
About?
Gel? Facts, as the kids
Come
say.
Come on, Gel.
I can't wait to hear about your day together with Mo.
We had a great day yesterday. For as much as I like giving Jesse grief, he picks me up. He has me to his house. I bring him donuts. He brings me coffee. The only thing I'm a little irritated, I thought that I was going to get a pick the meat out of your, like, I thought we were going to have our own meat raffle at his house. I thought Jesse would say, all right, old T, appreciate you coming over, making my day a lot easier by letting me do the show from my house. Grab yourself a Wagyu steak from the beef.
There's
the
a T-bone.
That's what I thought was going to happen.
I'm sorry. I can't gloss over this. Jesse, who was doing, you were doing the show from Jesse's house.
Yes.
Jesse
beautiful
left.
Beautiful house, by the way. Great pond.
Lovely. Great view great over the pond. Out the back. Yeah,
nice
exactly.
House.
Great deck.
Really
yeah.
Nice pond.
Lovely
turtle
for
graveyard,
turtles.
They call that pond. I think that's the turtle graveyard. Is what
no, that's where they're called. Fine. It's when they go into Jesse's yard that it becomes problematic.
Oh, okay.
But again, I just want to get a clarification here. So you did the show from Jesse's house.
Correct.
Which is the location of the program, and yet Jesse left said location to drive to the Tauscher house to pick up old T to bring him back to the house where he already was and could have just stayed and you came over to his house?
No. No.
What the hell are you talking about?
You said he came
what?
And picked you up.
The way you set that up, you were saying...
I said he has picked me up. I said my experience with Jesse have been really good.
Yeah.
As much grief as I've given. He didn't pick me up to go to his house. Now, here's the genius of Jesse, though. This is the genius, and I give him a lot of credit. Because he doesn't feel manipulative. He doesn't feel
angling. Uh-huh.
And when we're in the Everlight Solar Studio on Tuesday doing the show... Hunter, who produced and did a great job yesterday, said, Tausch, you're going to come in tomorrow because Jason's off. I said, that'll be fine. I'll come in. And so as we're doing that, then Jesse throws that little bombshell on air, which I respect. Didn't wait to do it off air. We live our lives on the air. And he says, what about doing the show at my house? And I was very skeptical. Just from a technical standpoint,
sure.
Everything else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But Jesse spins it as if, well, then you don't have to drive as far. It's closer and easier for you.
Uh-huh.
And, okay, all right. By the way, that is true. But it's still, you get moving, I don't care. Like, I'm going to be fine. I drive, some odd hours in Colorado. So driving is not a monster issue for me when I want to go. But what he did... is he got the office, Benny Wittes, and the whole crew at our ESPN Madison office to think, this is a great idea. This is going to be fun. And what I found out is he didn't have to work then. He ended up going down to the fantasy draft last night. But this let him stay home, get a nap, take care of the dog, mow his lawn, do all that stuff because he found a way to get it and then had Hunter produce it. Genius move by Jesse. So I just gave him attaboys all day yesterday.
Thanks,
Tausch. But none to Mo.
You're welcome.
No attaboys to Mo.
No, Mo grew on me. Mo was super hyper when I got there. He's bouncing around. He's like jumping up in my face.
He's excited about your presence.
He's like, oh my gosh, a Packers Hall of Famer's here to hang out with me.
As he settled down, I settled down. I get a little squirrely around dogs I don't know. From the traumatic dog bite of 1983 or whatever year that was. So I still have some PTSD.
Poor Widow Tauscher.
Eventually that wore off, and I thought yesterday Mo and I, by the end of the show, we were best of buddies. As he laid napping, like Jesse did after I left.
He did pick a good spot right under your chair for the majority of the show. He was a good boy.
Well, I fed him donuts. I gave him a Dunker.
You did do that, yeah. You liked it.
So I saw Jesse last night at the fantasy football draft. So he did work subsequent
rumor
to doing
it.
The show.
Rumor has it that Jesse was not going to go down and host our draft, but Becca was so irritated with him that she kicked him out the house because we gave a tour of their house on the video stream during commercials yesterday. Don't know if that's true. I just heard a rumor.
That is not true.
That was the case.
That is
not. Okay. Wait a minute. Now, I thought I had heard some rumblings of this. I thought it was just some irritation that you got a tour unsanctioned, and maybe, you know, you want your house to look good when you have guests. You live streamed it on a digi only?
Yes, we did. Yes. Oh, and we got probably more personal than I'm guessing most people would want when you go to the house.
Like going through people's drawers?
I don't think we went that far. We didn't get into any of, like, Jesse did say this is where the magic happens, which
no,
I don't know.
You
if
that said goes. That. I you said nothing
it.
Of the
you
sort.
Said it.
You
oh,
were the,
no.
You and, said it twice.
And we did not. And just for the record, well, that's what they did on Cribs. Yesterday, during the commercial break, that was Cribs. And I remember
GKB
that show. It was
Cribs.
Fun. We did not go through drawers and any extracurriculars that the Nelsons, we didn't do any of that. There's nothing risque. Jess, there's nothing risque about what we did yesterday.
No. Yeah, I thought it was pretty straightforward. Yeah. That was the house. Yeah.
And by the way, just for you that know, you really think, like, I wanted to, you know, obviously Jesse, we saw his house. I had not been there. It's a beautiful house, great location, all of the stuff that
Iric
and
Stacy Bruner and Bruner Realty.
And the Bruners and the great team did back in the day to get Jesse and Becca all locked up into a nice place. Mm-hmm. But I didn't need to see I didn't need to go do a tour during a break. I didn't. Jesse really pushed me to do it. I said, fine. And now he has spun this, and Becca, who likes me a lot more than you, Jason, because I showed up for the wedding and whatever else. I'm not going to get into all the reasons why Becca would like me more than you. I don't need to do that. He has now tried to get her irritated with me because he is leading her to believe I begged for him to give me an in-depth tour of their house, which is patently not true.
I feel like there's a number of parts of the story that feel like we've played a little loose and with the truth.
Well,
here.
You, in that, fairness, you though, say. You didn't even listen. You thought Jesse picked me up.
Go
and
back,
brought me home.
Go,
so you
go
didn't
back,
listen.
Go back to the tape. Check the tape. The way you said it,
2025.
It sounded like year of check the tape. It sounded like he went and picked you up. Or
no.
Okay. Again.
Another experience. I said in my experiences with Jesse, he's picked me up. We've had a good time. I went over to his house yesterday. Okay. So no, but you can hear what you want to hear, Jason. So continue.
I didn't necessarily want to hear that, but we'll fact check you. That's what we do here.
Yeah,
you're the
fine.
Fact check.
Fact check away.
I'm curious now, did you feel like this allegation that, which, by the way, because you're the king of the digi only, I find it hard to believe that Jesse wanted the tour of his house to be live streamed during a commercial break.
Really? You find that hard to believe from the guy that wants every bit of publicity that he can possibly
I find,
get? Really?
I find it very believable that he wanted to show you around. He showed me around when I was there. He's very proud.
He's
proud,
proud
of his house.
House. Yes. He is proud of his house.
Rare thing these days.
But, and it's not in Wichita.
Good time for a drop right there.
But if he did the entire tour of his own volition, he's got bigger problems because Paula would be equally irritated without that being sanctioned by the other resident of the home. So I find it hard to believe that Jesse would be so foolish as to put himself in that pickle.
I don't even know if you know Jesse. Like, I'm listening to you talk, and I feel like you're talking about someone completely different than who's produced this show for the last 6 or 7 years. Like, I'm starting to wonder, do you even know who he is? Do you know who I am? You really think I said, Jesse, I'd love to get up, climb a bunch of steps, walk around, and look at your toilets.
I don't think
that's what I wanted
I
to
don't.
Do?
I don't. What I think is
okay.
that once you committed to do so, you said, well, we should do this as a digi only.
Why
That's what I
Why
think.
Don't I open the only closed door in the house and go see what's in this room? And then open another door
right,
inside
Jesse,
of that room.
Jesse, tell him what really happened.
I think we've portrayed it pretty clearly what happened here.
Yeah, I know we have. So I'm correct, which is what I
can tell you this. We will not be doing a sequel for the tour of the house anytime soon. And that is that.
But if you have, I hope you at least showed off the windows, because I'm sure they are Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, and you were bragging about those.
Well, actually, I think Jesse has a couple that he is going to get replaced. I think he was talking about that. And, of course, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin will be there for long-lasting comfort and reliability. Trust Pella. Each piece specifically constructed for your home, always designed with innovation. Rigorously, that's what we were doing yesterday, rigorously testing for quality and performance and built to create long-term energy savings. There is no reason to wait, because if you order by August 31st, you get zero interest for up to 60 months. That's 5 years, no interest payments. Don't miss out on this deal. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
More from
amazed.
The...
I just am absolutely amazed that you would think the way that you thought. Like, I'm amazed that you would feel that way.
Like, amazed
it's,
that...
It's kind of dumbfounding.
You would want to do the digi... only of the
no.
tour. You find
When's
that
the
to
last
be
time I said anything about doing a digi only non-Packer when we don't have a show? When's the last time I said, Jason, let's do a digi only? When's it been?
I don't know how many times have all three
been
of us
while.
Been on the show in the last month.
Been a minute. Been a minute.
Sounds to me like this was a great opportunity to do it, and you took that opportunity,
just,
and now Jesse's in
I
hot water.
I just don't get how Jesse could put me out there and put Now, I feel like next time I see Becca, I'm going to have to apologize for something I didn't even do, which I think is putting me in a really bad spot. I'll do it. I'm not going to apologize, but I'll make sure she knows the real truth, according to me.
Speak your truth. Feel your feelings. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
All back in our normal places, no tours of houses, no drafts, kind of like Gina Della told us, no drafts in our commercial. Jesse was at the draft last night, so was I. We missed you, old T, but I don't think, judging on Jesse's reaction to the way the board fell, it sounds like our team has its work cut out for it. And our general manager may not be on the hot seat necessarily, but he's going to have to pull some magic out to get the roster to where he wants it. Is that a fair depiction of our team, Jesse?
I think our team is a very Wilde and Tausch-like team.
Did we get Davante Adams?
We did. Round
Old
three.
And washed.
Round three, we got Davante. We got Josh Jacobs. We got Aaron Jones. I was particularly proud our final pick of the night. In the final round, I took Chipotle Ben Sims with our last pick as a backup tight end. So,
what was this, a 100-person league?
There were 12.
You taking Chipotle?
There were 12. I mean, we'll monitor the waiver wire, see what other tight ends might be available, but Chipotle Ben might have an early season impact.
I would think Chipotle Ben will not be drafted in ESPN's fantasy leagues. He will be drafted in less than 0.002%.
It literally said 0% drafted when it was entered this morning. 0% rostered Ben Sims. But we
well
got
Well done, Jesse. Well done. He passed up Tucker Kraft to do it, too.
I'm not even sure he's going to make the team, is he?
I think they're keeping four tight ends, and I think he is the third or the fourth, along with John Fitzpatrick. Yeah, I think he's making the team. Had a great catch on a ball that Taylor Elgersma should not have thrown. It's one of my favorite moments, kind of like when Domofsky was asked about the offensive line last year for a positive story about them, and LaFleur basically trashed them. Somebody asked about Elgersma and the throw to Ben Chipotle Ben, and it was a touchdown that was wiped out by a penalty against the Colts, and LaFleur... We can't make that throw. We just can't do it. It's a mistake. It was in a double coverage. It was a very tight window, but he got it through there. It's kind of one of those Brett Favre throws. So the fantasy football draft was great. It was great to see a lot of our fans. Jackrabbit Mama Jesse, was there. Dan and Brothertown.
Jesse, did you draft? There she is. Yeah. Did you draft Chipotle Ben strictly for the show?
Yes. 100%. Yeah. That was a Jason Wilde special. Yeah.
I'm proud of you for that. Tausch is not.
I think we've got a pretty good squad.
Proud of, I mean, here's the deal. And again, I was not there.
No, you
so
weren't.
I can't be overly critical.
But you're going to
but
be.
But you're going to put the Wilde and Tausch stamp on something. We want to win. I'm not interested in fun little cutesy Irish kicking story. Like, that's not where I'm at. Like, we want to go win, and you're drafting a guy nobody ever is going to draft. Who is available yet? What happens if we actually have to put a tight end in, and you're going to put Chipotle Ben in?
Yeah, we have
a... Who else was out there?
Well, we have a good tight end to begin. I have Trey McBride from Arizona. I got him later than
that's
you might
think.
That's
a good pick.
Yeah, so I
he
feel...
He torched us last year.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
pick.
I think we feel pretty really good about good our pick. Tight end, and should've, then we'll see what comes up.
Should have seen Trey McBride against Nate Hobbs in that game against the Cardinals that the Raiders played last year.
Physical. I heard it was physical.
Very physical. So, Jesse, thank you for doing that work. We did a little Q&A with Strofe beforehand, got to see a lot of great partners and teammates, and then you took over as our general manager. Thank you for your service, working a split shift of working, doing the show from your house yesterday, and then taking a nap, allegedly, and then driving down to Milwaukee to do the draft.
We a lot of fun storylines for the Wilde and Tausch Fantasy Football League this year, which I think each week I'll put the standings up during some of our commercial breaks so we can follow along with some of the teams.
That'll be fun.
A new rivalry has been born in the landscape of sports thanks to our fantasy draft last night. There's like Michigan, Ohio State, Packers, Bears, Duke, North Carolina, and Jackrabbit Mama versus Mike the Wedding DJ.
Wow. What happened?
Oh. Draft order, Jackrabbit Mama took several players that Mike the Wedding DJ, who was he was a passionate, on-edge sports fan last night. The Brewers game was on. He was stressed about that. He was stressed about our draft. Pages of notes.
Stressed? In full Miami
Dolphins attire.
I didn't know he was Mike the Wedding DJ. I thought he was Don Shula.
Nope, he's a big Dolphins fan, which he didn't take Tua after all that. I was kind of surprised. I think he knows better.
He knows his team.
Yeah. Big rivalry has been born between Jackrabbit Mama and Mike the Wedding DJ. Picks were...
So Mike the Wedding DJ irritated with Jackrabbit Mama because she kept sniping.
Yeah, she was taking picks right before him, and then on the back, because it's a snake draft on the way back, he was taking picks right before they were. And I was sitting right between the two.
Fun.
There's a big rivalry going on between those two. So I'm excited to see how that plays out throughout the course of the year. We do have... Go ahead.
A quick question. I want to make a big, bold, because when are we doing Boldathon? A couple weeks yet?
Usually that's the Tuesday or Wednesday after Labor Day, traditionally, yes.
Okay. I want to make a big, bold NFL prediction, just a general NFL prediction. When can I do that? Do you want to do that maybe tomorrow? Or do we want to wait where we all make one?
Are you going
I have
to
a big one.
Are you going to forget it if we don't do it right this second? Right.
I might. Maybe.
Why don't we do it next Tuesday? That'll be a nice big like
there's no. Okay. No. If it's an NFL
I'm gonna write it down.
Packers,
I'll write it down.
On a thing that if you bump the button, it'll be gone.
That's the risk.
How about
you take.
We do this? How about we do it next? How about we do it next? An NFL prediction.
I don't
want to
ruin
it.
Jesse put all this effort in. We got the big joint scrimmage.
You don't care. You don't care.
That's true.
I came with an unbelievable story today, and I still haven't even gotten to it.
Well, let's get to it.
How was that joint practice looking?
On?
I don't know.
So do you feel like there's some bad blood between Jackrabbit Mama and Mike the Wedding DJ?
Yeah. I think
I love that.
I think it's spicy.
Love that.
I think it is the two teams that do not get along. I think individual, like as people, I think they get along. But the competitive spirit was out in full force in our fantasy draft last night. And of many storylines that I think will be fun to watch throughout the season, Mike the Wedding DJ versus Jackrabbit Mama, two established fan brands of Wildy and Tausch going head-to-head.
Yes, they are.
I think this is going to be a fun one to keep an eye on throughout the course of the season, no doubt.
Dan and Brothertown was not involved in any of this malfeasance.
Dan and Brothertown did take Tucker Kraft before Jackrabbit Mama could, which felt kind of IPT, but Dan and he jumped the gun a little bit to take Tucker Kraft in front of her. So that kind of started, I think, Jackrabbit Mama's disgruntledness throughout the course of the night. She had a lot of picks taken in front of her, too.
Jesse, what was that you mentioned that the Brewers game obviously was on at your spot last night? What was the vibe as that thing was unfolding? Are people starting to get a little jittery?
No, I'm going to exclude Mike the Wedding DJ because he was very negative, Mike the Wedding DJ, watching. And he said
what is he saying?
He's watched 5 Brewers games on television this year.
They lost all 5.
The first 4 where they got rocked by the Yankees and then I think it was the Royals in the home opener. And then he was at the Badger volleyball game, the exhibition match last Sunday. And someone in front of him pulled up the game on their phone just in time to see them lose to snap the 14-game winning streak.
Fault.
So, yes, when Mike the Wedding DJ watches, the Brewers lose. That's what we learned last night. But he was very negative watching the Miz struggle with some control in the third inning. People wanted to beat the Cubs. I thought it felt like a playoff atmosphere watching the game last night at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Like, that's where we were last night, and everyone watching was into it. They were excited. The fans were standing at Wrigley in the third inning when the Cubs had a chance to score. Like, it was a big game, and then the eyes were certainly drawn in the ninth inning. I left just after the game ended, and eyes were certainly drawn as the Brewers loaded the bases and had a chance to tie or take the lead in the ninth. So there was drama. Felt like a postseason type of game. Bummed the Brewers lost. They're still up 6 in the division. I'm not concerned.
With 1 game left in this series. Yes?
Yes.
Correct. They play at 120 today.
So if they lose... lose...
And actually...
It'll be down to 5.
4 games. Actually, it's 4.
Because they have the tiebreaker then.
Correct.
The Cubs do.
The Cubs do, and the Cubs own the tiebreaker regardless. They won it last night.
Yes, they
season
do.
Series.
Boy. All right, well, we'll put the baseball talk on the shelf. There is a joint practice today between the Seattle Seahawks and the Green Bay Packers. We'll get to
is
that.
Is Schneider going to ride a bike? He's got it, right? DePere kid coming back home. Schneider's got to get out there on one of them little Huffies, doesn't he?
You would think so. Yeah. I have not corresponded with him. I was looking forward to seeing him at practice, but I won't be out there for Dream Drive presented by American Family Insurance. I'll be with you guys.
Right.
I'll head down there a little bit later. So I don't know, but I would
You'll
certainly
You'll get a big hug
so.
From him, right? He's your guy. That's Hug City.
I not as big of a hug as I got from Wally Lukaczynski, which again I think I have some rib soreness after yesterday at the fantasy football draft. He's a major league hugger. There's no two ways about it. All right, so we had our fantasy draft last night, and that is one of the many, 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 many things that you'll be able to access when you get for the first time the ability to stream all of ESPN. All in one place. That's right. The all-new ESPN app is coming, and it is changing the game for everyone. All the best live sports, all the championship moments, all the studio shows, documentaries, and originals, which you know I love the documentaries. Too many to even name them all. Plus, all the great new features like watching 4 games at once in multi-view, your fantasy team updates. You want to see how Chipotle Ben is scoring for the Wildy and Tausch team? You'll get live in-game updates. You can customize your sports center just for you. They've thought of everything to make this the ultimate destination for fans, so you got to check it out. Sign up for the all-new
ESPN app right now. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
Wilde and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
If you're watching on the video stream, Stephon Diggs, Justin Fields,
and backup.
I like Justin Herbert as my starting quarterback, though. Good work.
That was
Cortland
for you.
Sutton, good find. Yeah,
and Tausch likes the Broncos this year.
Right, we got Tay, we got Josh Jacobs. I like it. And Ben Sims, 0% of rosters, 0% starting. I can't wait till he has two touchdown catches to beat the Lions.
Justin Fields, the best backup quarterback you can get?
I mean, pretty late in the draft, a backup of that caliber I thought was pretty good. He torched the Packers defense in that preseason game.
Where did
Jordan Love go? I forgot where exactly. He went before Justin Fields, I can tell you that. A little high, I think, for Jordan Love. A little high, but it's a Packers, you know, centric league.
Was Burrow first quarterback off or Lamar?
I believe Burrow was. Mahomes went pretty early. Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen was pretty high.
I would like to see you get one of those guys, but this team looks average.
This team
will win. This team will be 5 or 6 wins.
That's what
Jackrabbit Mama and Mike the Wedding DJ are going to blow by us. That's how I see it.
That's what they said last year, too, en route to a second place finish. I like the doubters.
As they say in The American President, is the view pretty nice from the cheap seats? AJ, you had nothing to do with this. You weren't there last night.
Nope, I couldn't make it. Nope.
Who do you think you are crushing our general manager before the season's
even
started?
I'm not crushing him.
You just
I'm an
spent
analyst.
An entire segment killing
I'm
him
analyzing.
For Ben Sims.
I'm analyzing.
Who
this is
I
what I do. I'm an analyst.
He is going to release before the opening weekend so he can fill that roster spot with somebody who can help his team.
For as much as we've besmirched Chipotle Ben, I thought maybe we're doing him a favor. Maybe get some kind of roster bonus if he's selected in 1% of fantasy drafts. I don't know how that stuff works. So.
Good job, Jesse.
Yeah, I thought I'd do him a favor.
Let me tell you something. Ben Sims ain't drafted himself in fantasy. I can assure you of that. He's not.
Not even you don't think his friends are even doing it to draft him?
No.
I bet Ben Sims
I don't even think his parents
draft him in their fantasy leagues. I bet his parents would too. You're telling me if Max was a fourth line center for the Winnipeg Jets and you had a NHL fantasy league and your son is playing in the NHL, you wouldn't draft him just to have him on your team?
No. No, I wouldn't. Not if he's not going to score any points. He's not going to play. No, I'm not.
But if he's a backup on your fantasy bench, wow. Okay, all right.
Yeah, no, I would take
Max to put him on my team.
Well, go for it. I'll blow by your team and laugh at you. So
I don't think the last roster spot is going to decide who wins the fantasy league. I don't.
Well, that's what you thought about old Howard Green back in the day, and son of a gun if he didn't matter. So take that for what it's worth.
Which ain't much. I will save my unbelievable story from my drive today in Green Bay, Wisconsin, for a little bit later since we haven't gotten to it and it's 9:42. Joint practice getting underway in about 45 minutes or so. Matt LaFleur at the podium, I believe, right now. Tausch, one of the things that I thought was interesting that he said earlier in the week is that even though in previous years he has been reluctant to do one-on-ones, whether it's wide receiver, corner, or pass rusher, pass blocker, they did it with the Colts without incident. But he said that that is where a lot of the tempers flare.
And they are choosing to do it again today. Good decision or bad decision?
I think it's a good decision. Listen, man, you have to be able to control emotions. That is also part of this. And I understand when you do these joint practices, you know, things can get a little heated, and especially when it is one-on-one, because there's nothing else. Like, it's somebody wins, somebody loses. And if somebody is getting beat, they're probably going to get amped up and, you know, maybe lash out. And then all of a sudden everybody else gets involved, and then nobody gets the quality work that they're looking for and why you schedule these. But this, all of this, the preseason, joint practices, games, it's all about preparing you for the regular season and evaluating talent. And I think when you do the one-on-ones and when you do some of this stuff, it does give you a different look at it than what you're getting in practice. So if you're going to go ahead and do this, which in the past Green Bay has not been overly excited to do, but I think with the fact that you're playing guys less and less in the preseason, you can control the atmosphere a little bit more, let it rip, man. And you can always kind of throttle it back. And if there is some stuff that's happening, you could cancel stuff or you could pull back out. But for the most part, it's only one day. I think it's smart to limit it to one day and not do the 2 days that they used to, because guys get, you know, watch the film and, you know, there's even more. So I think today this will be fun for everybody involved. I love the fact that this is the end of training camp and they're finishing it with a proverbial bang.
Is there anyone other than John Schneider you'd like to send my regards, your regards to from Seattle? Kirk Olivadotti, former linebackers coach here,
Soup,
is on their
Soup
staff.
Soup a dupe. If Soup is in the house, make sure you tell Soup what's up.
Also, MVS is on the Seahawks roster, which I didn't realize until yesterday. So
MVP
I figured,
season,
you know,
for Darnold. He's an MVP. He's an MVP maker. MVS is. MVP maker.
Yeah, and not a one-trick pony at all. He is definitely more than that, and he deserves credit for that. And I'm going to tell him that if I get to see him. All right, I want to talk more about the joint practice that is coming up here. Matt LaFleur is at the podium. We'll see what he has to say about this matchup. One other thing before we take a break. Jordan Love is going to do 7-on-7 again. Again, less risk than having him out there against opposing defensive linemen, pass rushing, even though he's got his red jersey on. You like that? You feel good about that? Jordan's getting his stitches out on Saturday, so he's still very much limited, but Saturday is kind of the key moment that'll allow him to start ramping things up. You good with him taking part in 7-on-7 today?
No. I think that they should bubble wrap him and just keep him in the locker room and only play backgammon or chess. That's what I think they should do. I totally have swung from what I've said all week long, that getting out there and doing some stuff is better than nothing. But today I'm going to change. I'm going to go to the Wildy side of it and say, no, I mean, those Seahawks, they're so tough and they're physical, and they might be coming after little Jordan, and we don't want our quarterback. I think of all of your arguments over 10 years now or 9 years, that was your dumbest. And you're out there, this is controlled. He's not going to get hit. There's nobody rushing him. He's throwing the football, and he's trying to continue to help on the depth of route and on the coverage and understanding it with his guys. So abso-blankin-lutely, Jason, I don't know anybody that would think this is a bad idea, except for maybe you. And I actually think you, helicopter you, have actually come around and thought that maybe this is a good idea.
Except I have to keep listening to you doing the baby voice, which you do, knowing. And I heard you guys talking about it while I was walking to practice on Tuesday.
Busted.
That you know that you do that just to irritate me. And you continue to do it anyway. And that's what a good teammate is all about. Speaking of good teammates, Jordan Love will be out there. There are 12 reps scheduled, according to Matt LaFleur, for 7-on-7. And he said, I told him to do as many as you can. So We're going to see Jordan Love, I'm guessing, for 12 reps of 7-on-7 today, and we will see how he fares. Again, he's going to get the stitches out on Saturday, and he said that that's when I talked to him on Tuesday. That's when he can start doing more and more things. Right now, he is still very limited. It was a struggle for him without his brace on to get his hand through a long sleeve shirt. He had to be extremely careful about putting on a long sleeve shirt, not to bend it back because he didn't have a brace on. So it is something that he has to be very, very, very careful
about. Is it that much different than a short sleeve shirt?
I guess it's a longer sleeve. More things that can get the thumb can get caught.
You gotta thread your hand through there. Yeah.
Do ya?
It's different. Well, a lot of times you roll it up. Roll it up so you can then just unspool it. So you don't have to shove your thumb through there the whole way.
We had a lovely conversation. I did not think to critique his actual technique of putting his sleeve on over his injured left or surgically repaired left thumb. He was injured during a preseason game. He was not injured in an accident. But if he had been, you know, he'd make the call like everybody else. One call, that's all. Grubel offices, 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666. Go to the website, gruber-law.com, to find out more. We'll find out more of what Matt LaFleur had to say in advance of today's joint practice with the Seahawks, and we will get ready for that next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com. It's a beautiful day, I can't stop myself from smiling. If I'm drinking, then I'm buying. And I know there's no denying. It's a beautiful day to send this up.
Getting ready for joint practices, or one joint practice, between the Seahawks and the Packers. Tausch, you only had one of these, right? In 2005,
correct.
When the Buffalo Bills
came
to
town. Yeah, we did two practices, though, and a game.
The family night scrimmage was a legitimate scrimmage against the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
And then you did two practices as well. Did tempers flare there? Because as you mentioned earlier, the one practice policy has really become the industry norm. And I remember in 2019... things got ugly on day two. They had a safety who cheap-shotted, was it Jace Sternberger on a play, I think, on a throw across the middle. There was a big melee. It kind of ruined. Their day was ruined, Jerry, by a bunch of fighting.
You have binders full of that stuff? Like, do you, like, look back and can you go check that? Like, oh, August 21st, Sternberger took a shot. Like, do you have binders that you do, or is it just your articles or the binder?
I mean, I guess my articles are the binder, but I just remember that. I have a good memory. Not like Aaron Rodgers' photographic memory, but I'm blessed with a pretty decent memory.
Okay. Good stuff. I found that interesting that you had that much recall from something 7 years ago with somebody that has not played for the team in 6 years.
Do you do you remember, speaking of recall, do you remember those practices with the Bills? Did you get after it with anybody? Did you fight anybody?
I remember the hard part of it was for us, because at that point I was probably 6 years in the league. Sam Adams had been around a while. There was another defensive end that had been around for a while, and you're just trying to kind of figure out what the right, especially in – once you got into the scrimmage, the game at Lambeau, everybody knew full tilt, full tackle. But prior to that, it was more about trying to figure it out. And if you had some guys that were, you know, probably going through the whistle and past it, it would irritate. I don't remember. There weren't any, like, major melees. I think there were a couple of kerfuffles. But there wasn't anything to the side of – I mean, there were more fights that I can remember between ourselves – that were more violent than what we had when Buffalo came to town, whatever year that was.
What's the worst fight you remember of Packer-on-Packer crime?
Oh, man. There was a defensive lineman that fired his helmet and got thrown out of practice.
And Cletus Hunt.
This was during the Mike Sherman era. So you get thrown out. There was a defensive lineman that probably went too far throwing fists. And those are the two that I remember. And I think it was all, I don't remember the exact year, but it was all the same training camp. And I think it was, it got to the point where it was uncomfortable and people got thrown out of practice.
Mm.
And I don't know if they were mad that they got thrown out of practice.
It sounds to me like the defensive linemen are always the instigators. You offensive linemen, you're not causing any trouble, right?
No, you know what you find, especially as you get older, you just don't have the energy for that blank. Like that, young players, you can go do that. You're chasing down, you're taking reps, and then all of a sudden you're going to go and throw fists with helmets on, and all that energy you're expending, you're smarter. Mm. And you start thinking, what the hell am I doing? This isn't going to do it. It isn't doing anybody any good. So, yeah, as you get older, you get wiser and you get less fight-oriented during a practice.
Well, we will see how that plays out today. Again, they'll take the field at 10:30. We're going to have Dom Catronio on with us at 10:30 to talk Brewers-Cubs as they go into the final game of that five-game set. The Cubs have won 3 of the first 4 and closed the gap from 9 games to 5 games at this juncture.
6 entering play today.
But 5 with the tiebreaker, I learned. I was taught that by my baseball insider, Jeff Tauscher-Passan.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an important one. We'll see how it plays out. We'll talk to him at 10:30, then I'll head down to the joint practice. But not before I tell you that the Labor Day mattress sale is on right now at Steinhoffel's. Even though it's only August 21st, you can already get deals during the Labor Day mattress sale. Steinhoffel's is your go-to for all the top mattress brands. Save on Tempur-Pedic and Beautyrest adjustable base sets. Up to $700 off the Tempur-Pedic adjustable base sets and up to $900 off the Beautyrest ones. And if you're looking for something organic, Steinhoffel's has certified organic or avocado mattress sets, and you can save up to $950 on those only at Steinhoffel's. And don't forget, 60-month 0% interest financing is also available, so shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.